Good morning. 8:18 a.m. on Friday, December the 1st, 2017. First day of the new month. I would have said rabbit rabbit, except I already said good morning to my wife, so that's out. It's not exactly a balmy 24 degrees. Well, it's not terrible. It's crisp. There's a little bit of blue sky up there. It's only mostly cloudy. The overcast has moved off to the east. So there's blue sky over the mountains. Well, let me rephrase that. There's blue sky off to the west. The mountains themselves look pretty socked in right at the moment. So yeah, let's see if I can do better today than yesterday. I did get some writing in yesterday. Not a lot, a few words. With any luck, I'll get a few more. I've got a grocery run to do this morning, but I've got to take the kid to work at 10, so I've got a natural break point. I didn't have anything in the house to fix for dinner last night out of the mac and cheese, and I was short on pasta, so yeah, that wasn't too effective. We ordered pizza. We had an extra mouth for dinner last night, so got an extra pizza, got an extra large, one extra large pizza. They're on sale. Everybody likes pepperoni. Okay, fine. I tried to stay on my diet yesterday as much as possible. I've rolled back to about 1,500 calories, I think. I have to start going back to smaller portions, to smaller meals. So I do need to make a grocery list. See what I got, see what I need. hiking right along here this morning, or trying to. I try to keep the pace up in order to get the aerobic benefit I'm supposed to be. Under 19 minutes miles. Yesterday it was exactly 19 minutes, but it was actually less than by the time I actually made it home. And I stopped in the yard and bandied about a bit. So yeah, it was on we go. See if we can't get this show back on the road. It's winter. This is the time when I really need to do all the things. I have a sun lamp set up. A happy lamp. I haven't used it. I need to, probably need to. If nothing else, it won't do any harm. I just have to do it early enough. And it's already too late this morning, so I'm supposed to do it within 2 hours of waking, but the problem is I've been up 2 hours now. So it's the beginning of my 7th year in therapy with this same therapist. I keep thinking back to the beginning. And part of that process, that metacognitive process of examining my own mental state, is recognizing that my perceptions are colored by my current mental state. So my perceptions of the past are not necessarily completely accurate. And so I really can't remember the first few sessions in large part I think that was because I was really in a bad way. I was surprised that she was, for the most part, treating me for stress rather than depression. We didn't actually get into, I don't think we actually got into PTSD. But trying to manage the stress helped to manage depression, and then getting the insight into ADHD, it's really pretty clear that I deal with ADHD and have been for my entire life. It's one of the problems with writing at the moment is that I'm not able to harness my hyper-focus on my writing. Instead, I hyper-focus on other less productive things. But the reality is those less productive things give my mind space to actually consider the stories, consider the writing. Get ready, say it with me. Monk post. I was really angry back then. I'm not going to say I'm not angry now, but I don't have a big well of anger. An odd smell. Almost smells like barbecue. Could be just a combination of wood smoke and Febreze, dryer sheets. Oh. So 24 degrees, mostly cloudy, kind of a, see if we can't move a little bit this morning, kind of day. I went to bed relatively early. I went to bed at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, slept through till 6:30. So I suppose I could go home and sit, do my meditation in front of the happy lamp. Although I think I'm supposed to sit with my eyes open so that my eyes register the light. I don't know. It's probably not just because of the skin. It is bright, God knows. I'm warm enough. So I wonder what the difference was. Yesterday it was so cold. It was only like 2 degrees colder yesterday than it is today. Of course, I'm wearing an extra layer. I put on my thermal undershirt as well as my long johns today. I got double hats on. I've got a knit cap that I wear over my fleece hood. So the hood is keeping my ears and neck warm like a scarf. And the knit cap over the top of it all keeps everything close, tight to my skin, so it doesn't, I don't get wind blowing in the hood and around the back of my neck. I don't know if that makes a difference or if it's humidity or what. Ah, well, that my phone hasn't died. I didn't think to plug it in when I got up this morning. Because I plug it in before I go to bed. Oh, it's at 33%. Okay, we're good. Because I plug it in before I go to bed, so it's usually 100% when I get up in the morning. But some mornings I get up and it hasn't charged. Or it has charged and the charge has run down. If I can't get a cell signal, it'll keep trying to connect until it has one. And that can drain the battery really fast. So anyway, I put it in airplane mode when I stopped listening to my walking meditation this morning. So it's just been me in my head for the last half hour. Neighbor got new shoes. Bright white sneakers. Nikes, by the looks. Trash guy said come yesterday. Not exactly sure why. But here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.